Cash remains king, and that is the main factor moving our cattle markets. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. As we wrapped up last week and went into Monday, we saw some cash cattle prices around the upper Midwest from 244 to 246. But the gates really opened up in the South, Kansas and Texas, selling cattle from 246 to 249. Greg Hansen is with Hansen Agri-Commodities, based out of Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
My thought has been that, you know, cash is king here lately. It looked like the packer had once again backed himself in a corner as far as having numbers around him. And, you know, and granted, demand's not heavy, but the numbers are small out here. So it felt like he was going to have to go and blow his brains out. And it feels like that's kind of what he's doing. You know, even though margin's deep in the red, he's gotten to a point he's got to get more coverage. So we are definitely seeing, you know, that cash market move. Now, the next question is going to be, what's the box is going to do? You know, will they be able to justify what he's paying? And, you know, that's the kind of fear we were starting to see. You know, the cutout slipped a little bit this last week. So he's not paying it because he's getting it on the other side. He's paying it because he's once again short and upside down.
You know, just reviewing the box beef cutout values here, we have been ranging essentially from that $361 on up to $368 level here as of late.
Yeah, you know, and it wasn't that long ago we were trading the upper 60s. Now we're lower. He's not paying this because he's making money. He's paying it because he got cornered once again. And we've seen this for, you know, in the last 9 months, how many times have we seen him get kind of stuck here? And so that's kind of what we're seeing. But I say we need to see that cutout come up if we're going to kind of justify sticking around at these kind of levels.
The general feel as we kick off this week, we could see just a tad bit higher cash cattle prices once again. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.